No band should block. No rock band should ban someone from posting on Facebook. The ones who did was facebook.com/kiss. And now they deserve, in their 14 years of fake kiss, full-time nights in scorning saying, instead of nights in saying service or night keep it simple stupid or kosher Israeli sex stunts. Now it's kingless kings in scorning saying. And they just put, you know, so that means, like, my posts, like, that, you know, like my dad said, you know, the Stones and Foo Fighters or the Stones and the Who wouldn't tour with Kiss. That doesn't mean they should block me. I didn't give it away. What? So, let's see, wait. Foo Fighters, Van Halen, and who else? I think Freely and his band and the Kooliks, and this year should be the last cruise. So anyways, you know, it says always free. Though the Kiss, the Kiss Facebook page, James Sherlock is a fake fan, and I said, and you're a fake fan, and you're an asshole, because he called me an asshole, and I said, and everybody has assholes. That's not saying anything bad. What, not to remind them, or what? They know that. There's nothing wrong with reminding them. James Sherlock and Charlie Schwartz might be paid, underpaid puns of the Kiss game, but it doesn't matter because they have one or two or three years left. I doubt if it's going to be three. Paul can't sing anymore. They can't reverse it. They can't repair Paul's vocals. They didn't repair Julie Andrews' vocals. They did surgery, but she sued and she won. There was nothing to repair it, I don't think. So, we could take out Russia's nuclear enrichment, nuclear storage facilities, and we could find and seek out and destroy their nuclear warheads and just their weapons of mass destruction, just their bases, just their storage facilities. You, Stanley and Simmons fire and Eric Carr supposedly on his deathbed. I think he hosted like Elvis Presley. But if he didn't, they fired him on his deathbed and they de-illuminated Eric Carr on his deathbed. Or his supposed deathbed. When he was sick. Or when things weren't going well between him and them and Kiss. I think they fired Eric Carr because they were getting fed up that he couldn't tour. Kiss was trying to be like MLB or WWE or NBA or NHL. Anyways. Kiss died when Eric Carr supposedly died. And I can't stand Eric Singer. So my half of Kiss is the Fox and Hawk Warrior? Yes. I think it showed Dominic Coleman, politician. And yeah, I did call Paul Stanley the worst front man in history for, and I said, the decisions are your failures. So yeah, Paul Stanley, you stink. Your self-pride and your voice stinks, and you're, so you, because what I said, you know, because you don't know when to pull the plug, that, because the truth hurted you, that Paul Stanley, that you had me blocked from the Kiss page. I'll just share a, if and when I share a page in the future, if Paul dies or something, or Gene dies, Kiss is over, man. I don't know why Minotti would want to try Kiss too when I said they'll fail, they'll flop, it shouldn't work. Someone said, what Kiss too? And I even said I knew that. You know, someone said, you know, about all their other members, and I said, I knew that. And he said, great, you know your stuff. And then they showed something about some icons and some drawings. They look like a little bit Aztec or something. Some designs on them. Other designs on them. Not different makeup designs, just other like Spanish designs on them. And designs and on these skulls. And then I wasn't mocking that, but well, not really, maybe a little bit. When he was like, Lipsy. He sucked in Barcelona. That's why they had all Jing songs in Madrid. He sucked in Cordoba. He sucked in Lisbon. He sucked in Cordoba. He sucked in Barcelona. And then a picture of four fans and tickets. And then another thing about showing the Kiss originals, which might have been a compilation, but with the originals. Maybe their first one. And was maybe that was their first vinyl compilation. I don't know. And then something about Kiss Army. I'm like, okay, and just because I didn't comment on them yet or something? I don't know. These articles don't make them money. No? Yeah, I saw a figure, Monster. It said on Amazon, it said, Tommy Thayer, Ace Frehley, Spaceman. I'm like, no, this is of Tommy Thayer. It's just screw that, you know? And I said, Anchor Wheeler, or Ram, or Owl. And I was like, or Patch Puppy. They don't give no people no hope. They don't give people what they want. Kiss stinks. I was going to say, nobody should be banned from Kiss page. Nobody. So they're not a band for the fans. Oh, yeah, they posted fans from the past. They're a has-been band. They're a nostalgic band. And I would challenge Kiss to be creative, but they don't have to. I would say I would like to like four members. So what, you know, it's too bad that they don't want to do new characters. If Paul kicked the bucket, I know Gene might. Besides hooking up with the original members, then he might do that instead. I'm pretty sure Gene might try to continue it. And they might just play without makeup. Like, Paul wanted to take it off, and then Paul's been liking it on with Aaron Singer. It's stupid. You know why you didn't get no original comments from Eva, your mom? You didn't get no compliments? Was because... And she didn't really care about his endeavors, but... Like... You know, I would have been like, if you bring it back, Ace and Peter back, I'll give you a compliment if you bring back Ace and Peter. Eva Stanley. Or, no, not Stanley. Paul, Stanley Harvey isn't Paul. Eva isn't, oh yeah, yeah, sure, I'll give you a compliment if you bring Ace and Peter back for a reunion and a final fallout. He might have told her, oh, you know, they had a problem with booze or drugs, and she might have not liked them. I don't know, but the fact is that, you know, people are saying that they're the originals. And it's like a music thing. I'm not sure if he said that, but he's just full of himself, and I was gonna say, do new characters. Music from the Elder Stings. Like I said, you blocked me once again. Don't expect to talk to me then. And if someone says, and you were posting, I was like, yeah, like a fan, like a former fan. So, don't even try, you know. I think I blocked him. Yeah, I... Anyways. Jane will be 69 in a month. They're not the Stones. They're not a regular band. Yeah, that's the point. They can't do it anymore. Oh, I'm a critic? Yeah, I don't think so. There's certain people who talk like that, and they'll be like 100% guarantee. I'm not guaranteeing 100% that they can't do it, but Paul can't do it because he can't sing no more. So why are they promising a 3-year tour? 3 years tour?